Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be.
7:40 on the mic. How the show? It's 102.5 The Bone. Galvin's got a brand new open letter coming up here in a second. I wanted to tell you about this. I don't know if you heard us talking about it off the air yesterday, but David Wells, who used to be a pitcher for the New York Yankees, good friend of mine, good friend of the show, and San Diego resident, is in San Diego. And today, yesterday was his charity golf tournament that he does every year.
Okay.
So on Thursday of last week, I talked to him. And he was like, are you going to come out to the tournament? I said, no, I can't do anything in the week, you know, and everything. And he said, I said, plus I got a weekend. I said, Friday, I'm playing softball with Jason Aldean. I know he likes him, you know. And he was like, oh, man, I want to go to a show. I haven't seen him in a while, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, do you think he'd sign an autograph for my charity auction? I go, I bet he would. I said, I'll go get guitars from Dean Guitars, and I'll see if he'll sign them. So he signs the guitar. He was super nice about it. And then I have to get it to Wells by Monday because the auction is Tuesday. So I asked Spanish, I have to tell you this.
Yeah.
Okay. From beginning to end, you were the most reliable employee I've ever had.
On one hour of sleep.
Yes, because he was out. He was doing stuff in the morning that day, and then he had Hush the night before.
There was a lot of audio to grab.
Yeah, and he was very busy. And then he shows up at Steinbrenner Field with the guitars, gets them into the stadium, gets him down there. After the game, Aldean signs a guitar, and then I need Spanish to take the guitar to UPS or FedEx or whatever and overnight it for a Monday delivery to San Diego.
Okay.
What do you think the weight is on a guitar?
A weight on a guitar is probably just the guitar or guitar in case?
It's a guitar in case. The guitar itself can't weigh more than 10 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say around 8, 10 pounds somewhere.
So the case is not much heavier, so maybe another 10 pounds.
Yeah, so let's say 15 generously altogether.
So I asked Spanish to take the guitar to a place and overnight it to San Diego.
Okay.
What? Do you know the answer to this? Did you hear us talking about it yesterday?
I think so. But so this was on what day? This
Friday.
Was on Friday, and it had to be there
by Monday afternoon.
By Monday afternoon. So, that doesn't seem...
It's not a big deal. It's not a Saturday delivery.
Right.
It's not a Sunday delivery. It's not a Monday morning by 10 a.m. delivery. It's just a regular...
A lot of times, if you're dropping it out Friday early, it's going out Friday, Saturday, traveling. Sunday, maybe not, but then it'll be there Monday.
Now, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, when I pull up to this building sometimes, certainly when we worked in the afternoon, and I was out and about in the day more, UPS drivers, FedEx drivers, mail people for the U.S. Postal Service, it makes me very proud when I'd pull up and park somewhere and I'd hear us blasting from, and when I say us, I mean the entire Bone Station blasting from one of their trucks.
Okay, right.
I know those guys are in the car all day. I know they got a lot going on. The fact that they're listening to us while they're driving makes me very happy. So I know you guys are listening, especially right now, early in the morning. Carmen, did you know the answer to this?
I do.
I want somebody to give me a guess. In my mind, it would cost... So if I'm going to ship, just say, a letter, an envelope, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to cost $20 to get it there overnight if I take it to FedEx or overnight in the post office or whatever. Now, there's a UPS store near my house that I've gone to a couple of times where I've had to ship Christmas gifts and stuff. They take it, they put it in a box, they fill it with those little styrofoam balls, they wrap it up, and then they charge it for that. And, you know, sometimes you'll send a... So say I have to send something to my grandmother, a birthday gift or a Christmas gift. They wrap it and send... Not wrap it, but they box it and send it out there. And I'm paying like $40, $50 for it.
Right.
And that's fine. They do all the work there. So I thought the guitar may be, at the most, like $150, $160.
Right.
Because it's heavy and it's got to travel across to the West Coast. Tell everybody in the listening audience how much it costs to ship that guitar from Tampa to San Diego from Friday to Monday. What was it, UPS?
Yeah.
Brace yourself, people. Brace yourself.
It's about $480.
No.
$480. I could have bought three more guitars for $480.
That can't be right.
$480. That cannot be right.
Yeah.
Now, I told you, Spanish, you did nothing but exactly what I asked you to do.
Right.
I am not mad at you.
Okay.
I'm not even mad at
I'm nervous
UPS.
A little bit.
No. I just can't imagine. Like, to me, they felt like you had a learning deficiency, and they just piled up. Like, there's no way in the world. I could have hired Adam to drive it to San Diego
right.
and get it there in time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't even know who else is going to sell that for $500 right. for his charity auction. I cannot imagine that cost $480.
Yeah, I know. The first thing that I thought of when I got the receipt was, because it was on a Friday at 4 p.m.
Friday. No, I'm kidding.
And I got the receipt, and my first instinct was I was going to call you and tell you immediately, but then I was like,
They didn't tell you beforehand, this is going to cost almost $500. Like, when I go to the post office in Land O'Lakes and I say to them, I need to send this to my grandmother, priority, and they put it in the thing and they go, priority, if we send it, it's going to be $8. Like, hey, you know, it's going to be $8.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm down with it, UPS, yeah. USPS, let's do this. They let you know that it's going to be double what you normally shipping. And they didn't say to you, hey, little boy, this is going to cost $500.
Yeah, they did say it's going to be like $400 something. And like I said, I thought about it, and maybe it was because I was, sleep deprived and there was a lot going on, but I was just like, oh, that,
I'm not mad. I needed to get it there.
Right.
You did the right thing.
Okay.
Now, it would have been smarter if you would have called me and said, before I do this, is that okay?
Yeah.
Because I would have said, let me talk to that guy. He's insane. Take it to FedEx. Let me talk. This is okay. Here come the phone calls. Tom, you own a pack and chip store?
Yes.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Does that seem right?
No, I'd say like $250. I just put it in my system now to a zip code in California. Unless it's like a location that's way out in the boondocks or something in California.
It's Rancho Santa Fe, California. I have been there before. It is not, it's very easily accessible from the airport.
Now, keep in mind, too, packages go by what's called a dimensional weight, too, which means that it doesn't matter the weight of the box. It matters the weight, distance, and size of the box.
But here's the thing. Pete buys guitars all the time, and Pete buys electric guitars, which are much heavier, and he says he's never paid more than $100 to ship a guitar anywhere.
Yeah, I own a pack and ship store that's an authorized shipper for FedEx and UPS, so we charge a little bit more because we do a little bit of an extra service with the packing and everything.
Completely acceptable. Completely acceptable.
I'm looking at like $250, $260, not $400. That's
how in the world could they have charged me?
An error there.
Not $400, $500, $480.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
So
I just
have made an error there.
We're gonna have to look into this.
Also, haven't you heard of instead of paying to have your luggage on the plane and stuff,
ship it
like. If you're shipping a guitar and it's $400, almost $500, luggage
ship
would
my
have
50
to be,
pound luggage bag.
Yeah, that would have to be $1,000.
Yeah. Ernie, go ahead.
Hey, like the guy was saying, some of it is if you're going to the UPS store or something like that, they charge you their extra fee to pack it. But then it's actually cheaper to do a Saturday delivery than it is to do a Monday night.
So then they should have offered that as an option.
They didn't say that.
They won't do that. That's the thing. You have to do it yourself or have someone do it. And if it wasn't boxed, that's your big problem as well.
Well, listen, I expected if he would have came back and said it was $200 to ship and they charged you $100 to pack it up, I would have been like, all right, that's fine, whatever. But $500, that cannot be right, Ernie.
Yeah, there's some issue there. There is. That's ridiculous.
Right.
That package probably was no more than, probably 80 pounds dimensionally unless they put it in like a 35 by 35 by 35 box.
Yeah. When they put it in an AC/DC's crate and ship it out there.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to find out, sir. Thank you. Donna, go ahead. Donna.
Yes.
Yes, Pumpkin, go ahead.
I spent $600 with FedEx shipping three boxes from St. Louis to Tampa, and they didn't tell me how much it was either until after the fact.
Yeah.
So I contested it, and I got it brought down to about $300 because I valued the packages at $200, and I'm like, well, it's absurd. Why would I value something at $200 and pay $600 to ship it? I could buy another plane ticket for that.
Exactly. That's what my wife said. My wife goes, you could have got on a plane Friday and went to San Diego and gave
right.
them the thing and came back on Sunday.
There.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you. Scott, go ahead. Hello, Scott.
Hi. Good morning. I used to do commercial real estate, and I did a rollout finding space for the UPS stores.
Right.
They have a 50% profit margin.
God bless them. Let them make all the money in the world, but they still have to charge you a reasonable amount of money before they, I mean, they can't, you're marking it up 50%. So if it costs.
That's what I mean, is that the whatever the entrepreneur or the business owner, they get 50% of whatever they charge.
I got to tell you, the end result in this is going to be me opening up a UPS shop. I swear to God. If that's the case, I'm going to open it up and I'm just going to keep it open through Christmas. All I'm going to do. Thank you. April, go ahead. April.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
I was going to say I work for a company and we use UPS and to ship like 8 pieces of paper to California, it's $60.
But that's a travel expense. That's a travel expense. That's not your, you know, here's your envelope and okay, we're going to get it to the other side of the country in 24 hours. That's worth it to me. Right. I think that's a great thing. But $500 to do the same thing seems a little ridiculous. Right.
For UPS, I think that's about right.
I could have put that's it in a crazy. Seat. I could have put it in a coach seat and flown it to San Diego. Thank you. All right. Let me take one more phone call and then we'll move on. I just wanted to see if that was crazy because it seems crazy to me. David, go ahead.
Hey, I ship guitars all the time, and I can tell you basically what you just said. You bought your guitar a plane ticket. Overnight is done through plane. Pete probably sends them by ground, which is why it's cheap, because they just throw it on whatever truck, and you'll see it crazy route all over the country because it's just wherever trucks are going cuts the cost, and so it's a lot cheaper. Ground or the overnight is by plane, and so they throw it on a plane, and they charge you basically the ticket to get it there.
See, that's
let me point out.
Thank you, sir.
I just put this into UPS. I put from Tampa to San Diego, and I put 15 pounds, and I put extra large box with a value of $300 in there, and it says for first overnight, FedEx first overnight, it'll be there. I said from today, so it would be there tomorrow. $192.78,
and that's FedEx.
Yeah, that's FedEx.
Okay, so that's $200. Now throw in another $100 for packing. Just say.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so
$300. Yeah. This is $500 that you spent.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. You did what I told you to do.
No, it is his fault, though, because I think that he got bamboozled, and the fact that he didn't call you, like, that didn't alert him to go.
You should have. You should have called me and said.
$500. Yeah. That seems crazy to me.
It did alert me, but I didn't want to ruin his weekend or my weekend, because I...
You're going to ruin it.
Listen to me.
I had nothing...
Go somewhere else.
I had nothing but praise for you. The entire weekend and how good of a job you did, how much you helped me out, and
ruined it.
By the way, Steve Hurley from Stingray Chevrolet just texted me.
How much to ship a car?
I can ship a car to Texas for $480.
There you go. There you go.
Oh man, I can buy Doug Beavis can buy an acoustic guitar on eBay for $30 with the case, free shipping from California.
Yeah.
I got screwed.
I'm sorry.
I got screwed. Yeah. I'm not mad at you.
I did it. So, I mean, I take responsibility for it. I'm not.
You have Amazon Prime. You probably could have bought an autographed Jason Aldean guitar online and got it.
Don't say that.
I bought two hockey jerseys I had to send on Amazon and got overnight shipping sent to the same place from here to there. I bought them on Sunday. They were there on Monday. And I think the jersey, all I paid for was a jersey. It was like $260.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Who's on the hotline, Carmen?
That would be your super agent, Tony Burton.
Tony, can you call that store and negotiate that price down a little bit, do you think?
I think, we could always negotiate that. Let me at him. Give me the number.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I just think that there is, I think something's wrong. Like if they said to me, if you went there and you showed me a chart and you said, well, your package was 4 feet long and it weighed this much and therefore blah, 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 then I'd go, okay, yeah, we made a mistake this time, but we know. But I just have a feeling that they just saw him and
Spanish,
they were like.
Did they ask you the value of the package? Did they ask you, and what did you say?
I said about $300.
Okay. That would be acceptable.
I just wonder if they accidentally put the value in the price that they charge them. They were like, oh, let's say it's probably like almost $500.
Yeah.
You know when they asked me what the value was, I tell them nothing. I you know what I mean? You want insurance?
Yeah,
I don't want to know. I don't care. You just get it there. I'm
fine. Well, and they also had the baseballs in there, which I don't know if that made it heavier or whatever.
There were four baseballs.
I don't know.
Baseballs.
Oh, you didn't mention that. It should have been $800.
I'm sorry, Tony. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. On the itemized receipt, it probably said, like, size, weight, guitar, and Spanish factor. Just add another 150
Yeah, yeah, the Spanish factor. They looked down and they were like,
"Dopey over here."
Yeah, well, they saw you coming, man.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
saw you coming. I'm surprised. Good thing I didn't send you to car lot. You would have left me like, "I got a Cadillac." It's just like Shooter's World. You left. I left true. You there yesterday. You're like, "I bought a machine gun."
I did. Yeah.
But Mike, so when I sent you, remember the moment I sent you the milk, the infamous milk bottles for your present?
Yes.
All right. So there was two glass bottles. Half gallon bottles of milk in there, and I sent it on a Friday. They were supposed to do Friday to Saturday, and it didn't get there till Monday, so it all spoiled. But take a guess how much it cost to send 2 half gallon glass bottles of milk from New York to Tampa.
Hopefully less than $480.
Yeah, it was. Take a guess. How much do you think?
I'm going to say it was.
Yeah, you got to ship. You got to pack it in the cold stuff to keep it cold.
I'm going
to
say it was about $200.
You're exactly. It was $215
to send spoiled milk.
Yeah, delicious.
To send spoiled milk only because he couldn't bring it back from New York from Thanksgiving. We still have not made this connection right.
By the way, on a side note, Tony is one of the few people I know that gets milk still shipped to his house from a dairy farm. So there is a place here that has been in the news recently that is making and selling their own milk. But the state won't let them call it milk for some reason because they were not. I forgot what the story was. They wouldn't. I think one say they weren't adding a certain something preservative or something to the milk, but it was all healthy and it was all done right. In fact, it was healthier than the average milk that you're buying. But they wouldn't do something, so the state wouldn't allow them to call it milk. It was like cow juice or something. But I actually found a place now that's selling the milk.
So this infamous cow juice, they'll put it in a bottle and they'll bring it to your house and they'll take it away?
I think you have to go there and get it. I don't know if they'll deliver it to you, but still, it might be worth the drive. I'm just waiting to see if anybody dies first.
Well, listen, for $500, they'll ship you your milk on a weekly basis.
Yeah, for $500, they'll ship me that and a guitar. I could sit on the porch and play acoustic songs and drink my milk from the jar. Thanks, Spanish.
I'm sorry.
All right, so give me the number. I'll negotiate your guitar, and then don't buy the milk before Christmas. So that might be your Christmas present.
All right, that'll work. Thank you very much, Super Agent Tony Burton. Get him the receipt. I need him to go ahead and negotiate that.
One of our listeners who has my cell phone number from when you gave it out.
God bless you guys.
Is texting me and saying he was he used to be a UPS operations supervisor, and he said one of the reasons why it's so expensive was because it's an irregular package because of the size, and he said that they have to do everything by hand, so they charge you more. It can't just be on the conveyors to go from place to place.
Listen to me. A guitar is rectangular. It fits in a rectangular box.
Yeah,
That shouldn't
be that big of a deal.
I know what a guitar is shaped like.
Because, I mean, think about it. Like, think about if you got, like, some sort of shelving or entertainment, thing that's, like, that box.
It comes in a regular rectangular box.
You can get a sofa shipped from California, like Overstock.com or something. You know, that should not be that much. In fact, I bought some area rugs that were like 8 by 10 feet rolled up, you know, big things. And obviously those are, you know, not
heavier,
gonna get hurt, but they're heavy and longer and more awkward. And so it was free shipping.
Oh.
Really?
By the way, I'd love to be able to make that joke.
Marcus, you get that milk?
Yeah, I get that raw milk. On it says not suitable for human consumption.
But that's because of what?
It's not homogenized.
They don't put anything in it. They don't add anything. It's straight from the cow.
I want to know that they've added something to take the cow stuff out. I don't know. I don't know really what. I just lie to me and tell me that.
And you don't get all that stuffy nose stuff afterwards.
Oh, I want to try it. Where do I get it?
From a cow?
The St. Pete Market. You can get it.
All right, I'm due to go to the St. Pete Market anyway. I'm going to go on Sunday.
I can pick some up for you.
And ship it to them.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean,
I'll ship it to you. 4 days and cost $600.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, please. You're the last one I want sending anything
I'm
to
sorry.
Me. Not mad at you.
Well, I mean,
you did a great job. You did everything I needed you to do.
I'm terrible. Okay. I literally screwed the last thing that I had to do. I apologize.
No, I'm not mad at you.
I know, but
a little bit.
I want to just be good.
I'm not mad at you, but you get no Christmas present this
year. All right, that's fine.
Oh, hold on. There is a manager for UPS. Matt, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, Matt. Maybe you can help me out with the situation.
Okay, well, on top of course, getting it there the next day.
Not in the next day. 3 days from the time we shipped it.
And it was on a Friday, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, Saturday and Sunday aren't considered business days.
Right.
So, of course, they... if you would have done a Saturday delivery, it would actually have been more expensive for you because it's not considered a business day.
That's what I assumed. And being that you didn't need it till Tuesday, we had the luxury of sending it on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you got to put fuel, jet fuel in there. Time, you know, I mean, you could drive there, but I mean, is that worth your time driving there and coming back? You know, you got to consider all those things.
No, that's why I was going to use you guys. But I just didn't know you would charge me a round trip ticket in order to get it there.
Yeah. Plus, like you said, the UPS stores, they do a jack up price to, make a profit, of course. Yeah. What was I going to say?
Does it seem like that's an exorbitant amount of a jack up, as you say?
Well, I just actually I just put it all in myself, and it was right around that same price. But like I said, they do the 50% markup, you know, so you're making money, but at the same time, you know.
You know who's laughing at me right now? You know who's laughing at me? The United States Postal Service. They're like, ha, 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 ha.
The United States Postal Service, they might have got there cheaper, but it might not got there all intact, because that's just my...
that's a line that I never had a problem with them. I put a stamp, put on a letter, gets to my grandma in 3 days. I got you. Thank you, Matt. Yeah. Appreciate it. That's the thing. Oh, you can't trust the postal service. I don't guarantee. Never had a problem. Certainly not when I'm shipping a package. All right. I see how you guys are.
I'm glad you're not mad at me, but I do still feel bad.
You should.
Yesterday, it's too much. After
if
the
it
show,
wasn't so expensive, I'd take it out of your pay.
Well, that's the thing. Yesterday after the show, I went to Joe and I was like, oh man, I feel terrible. And he was like, why? I was like, it was the last thing.
Listen to me. I have zero anger for you or
thank
UPS.
You.
I'm not mad at UPS. You got the guitar there where it belonged when you said you would. You fulfilled your end of the deal. I'm not mad at you. I'm just surprised.
Yeah, okay.
That's all.
All right.
You're fine.
Okay.
I mean, you're not going to... Carmen, your job is to take things to shipping from now on.
Okay, yeah. Deal. I can handle that.
It would be like getting like ordering a cheeseburger. You're going to a restaurant and order a cheeseburger, and then they come over and they go, here's your bill. That's $60. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, what? That's too much for a burger.
Right. Yeah. You should have had some sort of red flag.
Yeah.
You should have called me and you'd be like, you cool with $500 for this?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And I would have said, I'm married to a half Jew. Not going to work.
Not going to work out.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.